The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall name him Jesus. He will be great and be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He'll rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. I think it's common courtesy if someone gives us a gift from the generosity of his or her heart. We'd like to respond by giving that person a gift also. I think that's common courtesy. Well, Mary gave us the greatest gift in the world. That's what we celebrate today. Mary said yes to the angel, and she gave us Jesus, the greatest gift in the world. Normally we celebrate the Annunciation March 25th, but that fell in Holy Week, so the church transfers it to the Monday after Divine Mercy Sunday. So today's a solemnity, and we really want to thank Mary for having said yes, because her yes brought to us salvation. We're saved because of Jesus, but also because of the yes of Mary. That being the case, what can we give to Mary? So I'd like to suggest five gifts that we can give to Mary today. First is, during the course of the year, we pray a prayer called the Angelus. However, in the Easter season, we pray the Regina Caeli. So we pray it at the end of the liturgy, the hours every morning, we sing it. So you might try to learn the Regina Caeli, either Latin or you can learn it in English, and pray it three times a day. Pray it in the morning, pray it in the afternoon, and pray it in the evening. So you can sanctify the day through the joy of Mary. And the Regina Caeli is Mary rejoicing over the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. After Jesus, no one ever suffered more than Mary. But after Jesus, no one ever rejoiced more than Mary also. And I don't think we meditate upon the joy of Mary enough. I mean, Our Lady of Sorrows, we have to meditate upon that. We have to. Especially Good Friday. But in the Ignatian exercises, the first meditation we give you for Easter is Mary, Jesus appearing to Mary. Can you imagine the joy that Mary must experience when she saw Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus. Can you imagine the joy? Her sorrow was very intense, but I would say her joy even went beyond her sorrow. So, get in the habit of praying the Regina Coeli. Either sing it or learn it, whatever language you like. Second is, in all the rooms in your house, I invite you to have images. Have a Divine Mercy image in your homes, in your rooms. But also have a beautiful image of the Blessed Mother. Now I say in your house, but I say every room should have an image of Mary. Every room. Doesn't have to be an image that's really that expensive. Maybe you don't have money to buy expensive images, but every room. So you're constantly living in the presence of Jesus and Mary. And Teresa of Avila says, we sin because we forget about God's presence. We do not live in God's presence. We become temporary atheists, if you like the expression, and we kind of obliterate God from the scene, and then we commit sin. Now, which image of Mary do you like most? There are many, many, many. The Mexicans love Our Lady of Guadalupe. We all should. Filipinos have great devotion to Our Lady of Perpetual Help, okay, the Novena. I believe we have a very beautiful image here of Our Lady Fatima. Our Lady of Lourdes is very attractive. We should have an image of Mary. That brings me to the third thing, is why not become an apostle of Mary? Become an apostle of Mary. And there's many ways in which you can do it. St. Maximilian Kolbe had great love for the Immaculata. The Immaculata. He said, if we really want to see the beauty of the Holy Spirit, we look at Mary. Mary is the visible incarnation of the Holy Spirit. In her beauty, her purity, her humility. Because the Holy Spirit is invisible. Mary was incarnate, and she conceived Jesus the Holy Spirit. But a way in which you can do it is buy miraculous medals. Do any of you have any miraculous medals? Buy 500, okay? Okay? And good quality if you can, okay? Not the cheap tin ones, but buy the nice ones that are of better quality. And then maybe get a little explanation of the history of the Miraculous Medal from St. Catherine Laboure, and make a copy of that so wherever you go, we have the opportunity to give the person the medal, the verbal explanation, and then give them the written explanation. So next time you go to Ralph's or Vaughn's or you get gas or whatever it might be, have your Miraculous Medals in your pocket, have your mind ready to explain it, and give them that the explanation. Amen? Be an apostle of Mary. And the person says, well, I don't really go for that. I'm a Jehovah Witness. Well, I'll pray to Mary for you anyway, okay? Because Mary is the mother of everyone, whether we admit it or not. Okay, the next would be this. If we really love someone, then we want to try to imitate that person. Right? Okay, knowledge generates love. Love generates following. Following, imitation. That's Ignatius, right? I've taught you that, okay? You know someone, you love that person. You love that person, you want to follow that person. You follow that person, you want to imitate that person. As we say in New York, be a copycat, okay? In the good sense, okay? Copy the beautiful virtues of Mary. You might think about this. What is the virtue that you're weakest in? Maybe some of us are impatient. Maybe we're proud at times. Maybe we're gluttonous. Maybe we're tainted by jealousy. Maybe we're lustful. Maybe we're avaricious. You know those capital sins. What is the virtue you're weakest in? Ask Mary to obtain that virtue for you. She will. We all have our kryptonite, our weak point. Ask Mary. With fervor, with faith. And the last thing I'd like to highlight is, this is very oblate, read good books on Mary. There are many good books on Mary. I've suggested this once, I'll suggest it again. I think all of you who love Mary should have The Glories of Mary of St. Alphonsus. Do you have it? All of you should have The Glories of Mary. That and True Devotion are probably the two most famous books ever written on Mary. True Devotion, Mary, St. Louis de Montfort. Glories of Mary is a masterpiece. And what it is, of all the writings of St. Alphonsus, is the one he spent most time on. He spent many years writing the Glories of Mary. Others he would write quickly. He spent many years, he went back and he revised it, he re-edited it. That was his masterpiece, the masterpiece. And what the Glories of Mary is, it's an explanation of the Hail Holy Queen, which he takes that prayer that we pray at the end of the rosary, and he takes it a word at a time, and he explains what the Old Testament says about it, what the New Testament says about it, what you have in the Gospel, what the doctors of the Church say about it, what the fathers of the Church say about it, up until the 18th century where he lived, St. Alphonsus. You open up that book, The Glories of Mary, and you feel the presence of God. It's like Alphonsus at the end of his life, he was blind and he couldn't read, obviously, and he asked a brother if he could read a spiritual book for him. So he sat next to him and he started to read a spiritual book for him. And Alphonsus said, "Whoever wrote that book, that person is a saint. He's a saint. He's a saint." And Alphonsus said, "By the way, brother, who wrote that book?" And he said, "Alphonsus Liguori," okay? Alphonso Liguori. So St. Alphonso Liguori, his works are just anointed by the Holy Spirit. So I hope all of us today, filled with the joy of the resurrection, filled with the joy of divine mercy, filled with the joy of the Annunciation, not only do we admire the greatness of Mary and thank Mary for saying yes for our salvation, but given that she's given us so much, It's our turn to give her back something. So I've given you 5 suggestions today. Hopefully you'll be able to put those into practice to show your great love for Mary. Amen.